in Andaman, Nicobar Islands. I have
three times our classes are going on, yearly three times. 15th street and two places. I teach our books there in two centers. And our missionaries also visiting. They are also teaching our CLC books there. In also Orisha, we have started 2 years. Reverend David Canning visited Orisha, and also Missionary Starkey, he visited Orisha. To Andaman Nicobar, our beloved president of BLC, D-Pole, he visited Orisha. Reverend David Canning came, visited and taught in the classes. Reverend Matthew D. also came and taught in the classes. And Reverend Edward Starkey also visited and taught in the classes. They know everybody about all the classes there.
Why don't you tell everybody about
that? Yes, I want to tell everybody about that. So this kind of classes are going on in Andaman and Nicobar, in Orisha, and also in Changalpat, Kanchipuram district. And our missionaries are visiting, they are teaching us, and we are also following all the teachings and teaching to our pastors and our congregation, the same teachings, which teachings we are getting from our missionaries. 55 pastors. Yes, Pastor. Two places.
Are there any other questions, Pastor Deepak? If not, I'll go ahead.
Are there any particular problems in Andaman and in Changalpat? Anything the pastors are dealing with?
Any persecution or any problems?
No, many pastors in the beginning who attended our classes, many are for Pentecostal background, many other backgrounds. When they don't agree with our teachings, they departed from us. Who are agree with us, they are only attending our class, and our classes are going on normally. No problem.
I meant, are they having any persecution? Is there some...
Persecutions, yeah. Persecutions is going on in India, as you know, everybody, especially in Orisha, much persecution is there. And also in Kanchipuram district, that is only one district in Tamil Nadu, full of Hindu temples. Hindu temples in Kanchipuram district in Tamil Nadu. Not that much in Andaman Nicobar. And in Andaman Nicobar Island also persecution there. We cannot visit that CRPF people houses also without the real proof, identity cards. We cannot go to pray for the families also, and pastor, they cannot conduct their churches without registration with the government. Like that system is there in Andaman Nicobar Islands. And some restricted areas are there, our missionaries cannot go. So in that restricted areas, only Indians can go, but foreigners will not allowed to go. And in Orisha also, pastor, and I want to say every one of you, in Orisha, some restricted areas are there. We have to go and ask permission from the collector of that district for the government. Then only we can take our beloved missionaries to teach in our classes. So please pray for us that God is working, and instead of all these persecutions, the word of God has power. So God is working through His word, and people are believing the word of God. And I want to testify here, in the lifetime, I learned the real truth from the CLC. And who are teaching, hearing our teachings, they are very interested to learning our teachings. So they are attending and listening our teachings. Whenever our missionary comes, sometimes we come 50 pastors, but themselves they will come without our invitation. We will target 50 pastors, but automatically they will more than 50, they will come there. So like that situation is creating, because where they hear the truth, nobody taught like that in India. So when the pastor hear the teaching from our missionaries, they go and tell other pastors also. So to hear the truth, know the much the truth of the word of God, they used to come to hear your teachings in in these new areas. And in these areas, no Lutheran churches are there. No Lutheran churches. In Orisha, which our classes are going on, no Lutheran church are there.
Are there any pastors who have left or joined in the last year?
Some pastors are leaving pastors. Some pastors are attending some classes. If they don't like, they are leaving.
Do you know how many have left? How many have joined?
Where?
Do you know how many? Number left, number joined?
Which place, Pastor? Andaman or?
Both, Andaman. Start with Andaman.
Yes, Andaman, in the beginning many pastors came, but 15 pastors left. Mm-hmm. 15 pastors left.
So, I think about, a month ago, you wrote me about one pastor who had a problem?
Yes.
Why don't you share that story so we can all pray for him?
Yes, one of our pastors, Daniel Babu, his daughter got an accident. His leg is broken. He was admitted, she admitted her daughter. He begged money here and there. Some help came from the pastors, our fellowship, BLC pastor there. Some friends helped. Starkey was there. He saw the situation there. Starkey and Sister Janice were there. They visited the pastor. They prayed for them also.
With
90 pastors.
Oh.
35 pastors left with us, now 55
only.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
If we focus difficulties in our preaching areas, if that point can be reflected here, so that everybody will know, and they will collectively.
Yes, yes, Pastor.
In their prayers,
that's important thing. Yes.
So we have to share all the difficulties here in this conference so that we can pray for them.
Yes, Pastor. Yes, that's 100% true. I agree with this. And also I humbly request your prayers, and always I am here to learn from you. I humble myself and I am always ready to learn from you. I love all of you in the love of God, and thank you very much for teaching us the truth of the Word of God. And please help us teach more so that the true Word of God through CLC, may many people in India who don't know the truth, they may learn. This is my earnest request to all of you. Thank you.
Any other questions or remarks? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to thank the essays. And a support. Is there a second?